Tuesday, a House committee approved a bill that's already passed the Senate. But in the process, House members replaced much of the bill with provisions from an earlier bill of their own, which expands the list of places where people with concealed weapons permits can carry their guns. Among the places on the list, public colleges and universities. That has attracted strong opposition from the State Board of Regents, university presidents, and gun control groups. Wednesday, Alice Johnson, director of Georgians for Gun Safety, walked the Capitol hallways, making her case to lawmakers.
Most of us can think about things we did or should not have done that were really stupid. And the minute you include with the alcohol or with the drugs that are, you know, unfortunately easily available on college campuses, the minute you add firearms, it really is a recipe for disaster.
Members of campus gun rights groups also lobbied lawmakers Wednesday. Luke Crawford is a Kennesaw State University student. He's also president and co-founder of Kennesaw State Students for Concealed Carry.
Just because there is a irresponsible citizen, and a lot of them on college campuses, there is no reason that that should keep the responsible citizens like us and many others from being able to protect and defend ourselves.
As for private colleges, the new version says guns will be allowed only if college presidents decide to allow them. The revised bill also bans guns in bars and houses of worship, but it gives bar owners and the administrators of the houses of worship the option to allow people to carry their guns. One earlier House provision did not make it into the new bill. After hearing objections from the state's judges, the committee decided not to add courthouses to the list of places where permit holders could bring their guns. The revamped bill has now moved to the House Rules Committee, which will schedule it for a vote in the full House. Dennis O'Hare, WABE News.